To Australia's economy now, and as the new year grinds into gear, economists remain concerned about the relatively high unemployment rate of 6.3%. But private data out this lunchtime is painting a more positive picture, with job advertisements up 1.8% in December. Joining us now with the details is business editor Peter Ryan. So Peter, what do these figures tell us about the strength or otherwise of the Australian economy?
Well, Eleanor, this is the latest reading from the ANZ job advertisement series, and it says job ads rose by 1.8% in December, and that makes the seventh consecutive monthly rise. Now, according to this data, job ads have trended higher for the past 14 months, up more than 11% in the year to December. Now, newspaper job ads were strong, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, but are concerningly weak in Western Australia and Queensland, as mining jobs start to disappear. ANZ's chief economist Warren Hogan says it appears the mining investment boom is now in full speed resource, and that seems to be cancelling out the good sentiment from today's job ads report.
The mining sector would have been a big employer and an advertiser in recent years. I am also concerned that it's more broad-based than that. The job ads series does capture all industries, and the weakness in particularly WA and South Australia is really concerning. It is reinforced by other statistics which just show the two-speed economy has gone completely into reverse, with this weakness in WA, Queensland, really quite stark versus the real strength in New South Wales and to a lesser extent Victoria. So it is a mining story, but I also am concerned that it's beyond that. It's the lack of jobs in other sectors as well that are driving that.
That's ANZ Chief Economist Warren Hogan. So, Peter, how will the Reserve Bank Board be viewing this fairly mixed data on jobs?
Well, of course, the ANZ report is the precursor to the official employment numbers for December, which are out on Thursday. The jobless rate is expected to remain high at 6.3%, and economists are only expecting around 4,000 jobs to have been created. And as Warren Hogan said just then, the transition from the mining boom to other parts of the economy is really looking bumpy. And despite this optimism from the ANZ, the new jobs on offer might not be enough to stabilise the jobless rate. Now, if the official jobless figure on Thursday worsens and there is more job destruction, the RBA might be forced to intervene with a rate cut to stimulate the economy. Now, there was one other piece of data from the ABS today that was on housing finance. Investment housing finance was down 2.2% in November, which shows the housing boom might also be cooling. So that's something else for the Reserve Bank to consider.
So it could be a bumpy year, as you say, for some key parts of the economy. But another report out today is predicting a boom for other industries. Where is this likely to occur?
Well, the investment research house IBIS World has been looking at the boom areas, and controversial coal seam gas is the big one. It's expected to grow by 148% over the next year, with revenues likely to reach $1.8 billion. Other areas to boom include online grocery sales as consumers become more savvy with the internet. Fashion, a big winner, with foreign retailers like Zara and Uniqlo expanding. With mergers and acquisitions on the rise, private equity firms are growing. And hydroponic farming is another growth area, given that hydroponic grown produce uses about a fifth of the water that soil grown produce requires.
And does IBIS make any unusual predictions about which sectors are not going to go so well?
Well, the obvious one is the petroleum industry because of the falling oil price. The tobacco industry is contracting after Philip Morris pulled out of the country. The mining boom is fading, of course. And, of course, online streaming services like Netflix and other new media formats are cannibalising DVDs, and that probably really puts the final nail in the coffin for the traditional corner video store.
Peter Ryan, our business editor. Thank you.